Thank you for calling the United States Armed Forces. All of our units are currently busy assisting other customers in various trouble spots around the world. When you hear the beep, please leave the name of your country, the nature of your crisis, and a number where we can reach you. As soon as we finish cleaning up the Balkans, Iraq, Korea, China, Y2K, and our compulsory consideration of the feelings of others orientation classes, we'll be happy to return your call. For more options, please press 1 now. If your crisis is small, immediate in nature, underfunded, and close to the ocean, press 1 for the United States Marine Corps. If your crisis is distant, with a mild climate and good hotels, and can be solved by one or two low-risk, high-altitude bombing runs, please press 2 for the United States Air Force. If your crisis can be resolved with a bit of gray flannel, flags, and a really good marching band, press 3 for the United States Navy. Please note that Tomahawk missile service is extremely limited and will be provided on a first-come, first-served basis. If your crisis is not urgent, press 4 for the Rapid Deployment Force. If you're in real trouble, press 5 for the U.S. Army Special Operations Command Center. Your request will be processed as soon as the compulsory credit check is completed. Please note that the Army Special Command may bill your account at any time, and the actual specifics of the charges will be classified. If you'd like to join the U.S. Army, where you'll be shouted at for low pay, have your wife and family stationed miles from civilization, and are prepared to work long hours, risk your life in all kinds of weather and terrain, while watching Congress constantly erode your pay and benefits package, please stay on the line. A bitter, passed-over Army recruiter in an old strip mall down by the post office will be with you shortly. Thank you for calling the United States Armed Forces.
Should we hold?
No.